This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Well, Lindy, we have a long list. Start with Tage, maybe. Dylan Cousins, Lukanen.
They're all in practice today, so as long as no ramifications from today, they should all be good to go.
Is Kozak trending towards playing? Is he getting stronger?
Yeah, sure is. So we'll just evaluate him today, too.
Could there potentially be a roster move later today?
There could be, yeah, for sure. Yeah, we all got a lot of bodies here with people coming back.
Tage specifically looked himself.
Good, yeah. I anticipate getting a good report. You know, like who you can play.
With you losing another forward with Malenstein, you probably didn't get the look at Rosanne that maybe you wanted to. What did you think of him? But did you wish maybe you could have got a better look?
Yeah, I think we kind of put him in a tough spot because he flew across country to get here, and you'd like to get a little better look, but. I guess a little look is better than no look at all. We know what he's done. He's played really well in Rochester, and he's put together a real nice season.
What's your thought on, you said everybody being available, including UPL. I mean, what goes into the goalie decision compared to the other guys?
Really just how he's feeling. Is he going to be ready? He had a workout yesterday, UPL, and then another one today, so... We'll make that decision probably before we get on the plane.
And you've had a good run here the last couple times out with Reimer, if he has to go again.
Yeah. Reimer gave us good effort the other night, got a big win for us. So you got to get wins from both guys, and that's just the way it is right now.
First age on the wing. I know we've talked about it before, but, I mean, it's been an extended stay, his longest in years. So just what stood out to you about him on the wing, I guess?
Well, he's scoring a lot more. So that's really what has stood out. That connection with those three guys has been good. I think it's freed him up a little bit from defensive responsibilities down low to get out of the zone, use his speed a little bit more, get up ice a little bit quicker.
It seemed like Ryan McLeod really got going when you put him up with Zucker a few weeks ago. Was that part of the thought process of putting them back together now with Tuck?
A look today. I mean, obviously with guys coming back, pieces are going to change. We'll get greener right after the break, so pieces will change again.
See, when Tage was younger, guys could, like, trap him on the wall. They'd almost use the wall as a defender for him. And it seems like now that he's a little older, maybe has more experience, it doesn't seem like that's happening as much anymore to him, is it?
Well, I think, the game has changed a little bit where you try to leave the zone early. We try to play on a bigger piece of ice than staying inside. In possession, you'll see a lot of teams only play four in the zone. I mean, that's a lot like what we try to do. So if you can get up, read the play, get up ahead, you shouldn't get trapped on the wall.
Andy, what are you going to be watching for in the Four Nations tournament? And what do you think of just the concept in general?
I'll be honest, I don't know if I'll be watching too much. I'll be interested. I'll watch bits and pieces of it. I want to see how competitive it really gets. Yeah, when you got teammates playing against each other. I'm the most curious about that.